Good morning, Master. I made us breakfast again. I don't want you to be hungry before work. Aw, you look tired from last night. Would you like me to bring your breakfast to your bed instead? Sure thing. I'll be right back in a moment. Here you go. Sadly, I'll have to leave soon, but Lily should take good care of you if she follows everything I showed her correctly. Remember what I said about Lily, Master. I don't want you laying a finger on her if she doesn't want it. If I found out you hurt her in any way, I'll have your head. Thank you for understanding. You look like you're almost done with breakfast. I should be heading out now. Here, let me tidy your room just a bit. I don't want to make you get out of your bed, so I'm sure making the bed isn't too hard for Lily to comprehend. How does your room look? Good enough? All right then. Goodbye, Master. I'll be back soon, hopefully. I'll miss you a lot. Bye, Lily. Be nice to Master.
Big Sis is gone. Now it's time for me and Master. Good thing I woke up early. Now I can cuddle more with Master before it's time for him to go to work. Unless you want to do something else. That thunder is scary, Master. I mean, roar. Roar. Protect me, Master. I want to be scary sometimes, but I get so scared. I know you'll protect me from the big lightnings, right, Master? I guess you can't go to work today since it's raining. More time for us to spend together. I hope it rains a lot so you don't have to go to work these next few days. Then we can be all alone together and have a whole bunch of cuddling time. You probably also want me to help you relax by licking your ears and kissing them. You sure are a weird man sometimes. Oh, I know what we can do first. This morning while you were still asleep, me and Big Sis went down to the Babble Brook and got a lot of water. Maybe we should relax and take a bath together on your day off. Master! Don't be shy. You know you want to see me naked, Master. Don't look away like that. Daddy always used to tell me all boys are perverts. I know you want to see me naked no matter how much you look away. Aha! I got it. Take off your shirt, Master. You need to be more comfortable around me. I hate it when you're shy like that. Even though it's really cute at the same time. Anyway, we're taking a bath together. Adeline doesn't let me take baths anymore. She only lets me rub my body with a wet rag to save water. Well, I say it's time for a bath. It'll be really fun. I promise. What's that big bulge in your pants, Master? I see that you have that sometimes, even when you're not hiding any tasty bread in your pocket. So, what is it? What's your secret, Master? Nuh-uh. You have to tell me. I really want to know. Please? I'll do anything. So you want me to kiss and nibble your ears after your bath? Sure thing. But, ew. What if it's nasty? I really want to know what you're hiding in there, though. I bet it's really fun. I'm all ears, Master. Go ahead and tell me. Yeah? Your bulge is a part that only boys have, and it gets big when a girl makes you happy, and when you think she's pretty and sexy. And sometimes it even makes sticky love milk and gets it all over everywhere. That sounds as fun as I thought it would be. Get naked, Master. I want to see what you're talking about. I mean, you're the one who's getting all hot and bothered. I'm just being nice and letting you give it some air. We should probably start the bath first before we get naked, though.
What?
Are you sure? Do you really want me naked around the house before a bath. Whatever you say, Master. There. Nakey, nakey, nakey. Now let me see you, Nakey Master. You didn't tell me it would be so huge, Master. It smells lovely, though. I guess it can't be too scary. Even though it's really big, like a scary monster. It looks like it's bouncing up and down or something. Like it wants to play. Don't worry, Bulgy. I'm gonna lick Master's ears a lot so he can be really happy. You like it when you lick your ears, don't you, Master? And say you are. I'm gonna give you a lot of licks. Wow, it looks even more happy than before I said that. Anyway, why don't we make our way to the bath now? I want to cuddle in the bathtub. I'm kind of cold too, so a warm bath of my favorite master is perfect right now. No stupid big sisters to get in the way of our fun. I'll start a small fire under the big cooking pot to heat the water. And then, we can both carry pails of warm water to the bathtub. It's gonna feel weird walking naked throughout the house with you, Master. But, I like it. I wish we could be like this all the time. Master! We have enough water now. Leave the last pail of water back there. I don't want the bathtub to overflow. Plus, there's gonna be some mess on the floor already from me splashing you. That feels heavenly. And it's even nicer that I get to share it with you on your day off. It's nice and comfy with this warm bath and the pouring rain outside. Don't just stand outside of the tub with your bulge sticking out like that. Get in the bath with me. See, that feels nice, doesn't it, Master? Adeline gave me this oil. We can put in the water to make it smell good. It smells really nice. Right, Master? There's a lot of oil left, though. What do you want to do with it? Save it for later, and maybe we can... Master! What are you doing? That feels really good on my chest, Master. Rub me more, please. Don't you want to rub my tushy too? I know that's your favorite part, Master. It doesn't feel nearly as good when I grab my own tushy. It feels the best when Master does it. I love you. Why don't we try something new, Master? It'll be like last time when I ride in your ear. But this time, we'll be in this nice warm water together. All nice and naky. Plus, you can use the leftover oil to rub my tushy some more. Nice and soft. Thank you for rubbing my tushy, Master. I really love it a lot. It makes me feel closer to you, Master. I don't want anyone else to do it for me. Only you. Nikki Tushy rubs with Master in the bath. What was that for? I want it soft tushy rubs, not spinkings.
Oh, yeah?
Splash fight. You wanted warm, Master. Why don't you splash back? Are you scared of a little girl? What are you doing, Master? I'm scared. Master, you wanna rub me some more? It's okay. I forgive you. Master's big hands rubbing oil on my tiny little body feels really good. You make me feel slutty, Master. Whatever that means. I heard Adeline say it. I think it's a good thing, though. When you rub me like that, my tummy feels funny. What do you think it means, Master? Do you think it means I love you? Because I do love you, Master. Maybe our love is getting stronger now. Well, the water isn't as warm as it was earlier. How about we go on your bed again so we can cuddle? I am a little tired after the bath. It's the perfect time for a nap. I think since I like being minky with you, Master, maybe we can have a fire in your bedroom chimney while we cuddle, so you won't be cold without clothes on. Okay, sounds like a plan then. Let's go. I can't wait to cuddle with Master. What are you waiting for, Master? Come on the bed. Your bulgy lilgy looks really happy and excited. Do you really love me that much, Master? Lay down. Hurry. I want to make your bulge feel more happy when I kiss you and roar into your ears. Oh, Master, I love cuddling with you on your bed and licking and sucking in your ears like this. Gives me a really funny feeling in my tummy, but I love it. It feels really good. Only Master can make me feel this way. Yeah. Roar. 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 I love being your cute little girl, Master. Roar. 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 Why do I love licking you so much, Master? Do you know? Master, your bulge is sticking way up like a great big pole. I have a great idea. Since you were so nice to me and rubbed my tushy in the bath, what if I give you a naked tushy dance? Come on. I like dancing for you, Master. It's really fun. And it makes my tummy feel funny and good, like when you give me a massage. Please, Master. Don't take your eyes off me for 1 second, Master. I want to make your pole feel really good. Look, Master. La 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 la. I like wiggling my little tushy in your face like this for you, Master. Do I smell nice and fresh? You really rubbed that lavender oil into my butt. You want to grab my tushy some more, don't you, Master? Well, I do like it when you touch my tushy. Whether you rub it softly or firmly grab and pinch it. Oh, Master, pinch my tushy some more, please. Come on, you little girl, Master. I like being your little toy to play with. You want me to shake my tushy for you some more? Like this? La 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 la. Or maybe a little differently. Like this? Oh, you want me to sit on your chest while you lay down too? Okay, Master. I feel like this is what big girls do. I don't know if a little girl like me should be dancing this way. Shaking my booty really hard in Master's face like this, but if it's for Master, I'll do anything. Master, I can't do it anymore. I'm really tired. Let's cuddle now. Okay? Can Master give me a kiss on the mouth before I have my nappy time? Only if I give you one first. Alright, Master. Whatever you say. Wow. Kissing like that felt good. Now it's your turn. The white stuff that was on Adeline's mouth last night. Ew! She was eating it. Does it really taste that good? I don't know, Master. Maybe it is tasty, but I'm scared. Do only big girls eat that sticky white stuff? I know I was shaking my tushy on you like a big girl earlier, but I don't think I should eat that stuff. Maybe when I'm ready. Thank you for understanding, Master. Here's a rack for you to clean up, Master. No, actually, here. I'll do it. There. All better. You should really take a nap now. I want to be well rested for when I make your din-din later. I'll make sure it's really yummy for you. Let me get on top of you. Put your arms around me, Master. I love you so much, Master. Snappy time now. Ah.